Hello, my friends. Welcome to Simple Spoken English. What if we do something more deep in terms of learning English? So what if we start a Spotify exclusive Simple Spoken English course? And what if you get this course regularly to help yourself get better in English, in spoken English? So this idea gave me the inspiration to share whatever I have learned in my own journey in a simple and easy to understand form, so that you can get whatever needs to be understood and implement that material into your practice, making yourself more fluent in English. Hence, let's begin with the very first course, or the very first lesson of Simple Spoken English course, day one. So let's talk about the listening side first. So we'll divide this lesson in three parts: listening, speaking, and sentence making. So first comes listening. Okay, so I'll speak whatever I'm going to speak, just listen to me. That is your only task. No need to try to understand forcefully, or no need to be very serious about it. Just casually listen to what I say, okay? You don't need to memorize words. No. Nothing like that. Just listen. That's it. And let go. Okay, start. All this while, I was thinking about my career. I was really concerned about my future. Like, where am I going? Or what am I going to do soon in the future? And I was like, currently I'm just doing my full-time job and I'm into YouTube and podcast. But what are the objectives, or what is my purpose that is driving me to do something bigger in life? And then I got the answer that there can be no better and bigger purpose than knowing yourself and expressing yourself to help others. Knowing yourself, because unless you know yourself, how can you help others? Unless you get better from the inside, how can you express something in a better way on the outside, right? So this is important. And I felt this is a kind of purpose that is always there within us, guiding us like compass to get better at what we want to do in life, and how we can reach out to more and more people. And coming from that purpose, we can choose our career, our choices, or the things that we want to do in our professional life and also in our personal life. So this is an interesting realization I had a few weeks ago, and hence I have planned everything according to that realization, making my choices align with my purpose and acting or taking steps toward my goals. That's it, guys. That's the listening practice for now. Now, moving on to speaking practice. So what you have to do, I'll give you some time right now. Do it. No cheating. I'll give you some time. Just speak. Okay. About what? About anything. Don't worry. Don't get puzzled in your mind. You may get stuck in between, or you may stop, you may make mistakes. Nobody is going to listen to you, or nobody is going to watch you make mistakes. Don't worry. All right? Just do what I say. Just express yourself. Okay? Ready? Go. Don't stop until I say. Just a few minutes. That's it. It's okay if you stammer, you get stuck, or you worry about grammar. It's natural. Please continue. This is the net practice I was talking about in my podcasts. So do it. Don't worry. Okay, stop. That's it. I hope it was not so well. I know this. It is just the beginning, right? But that's okay. Slowly, you will start seeing improvement in this. Third part, sentence making. I'll give you 5 sentences, okay? You just note them down and you make more sentences, more similar sentences like the ones I say, okay? Number one, they don't know how to talk to elders. They don't know how to talk to elders. Note, you can note them down. Note all the sentences down. Okay. So you can make similar sentences like, he doesn't know how to talk to his father, or they don't know how to behave properly. Right? Similar sentences. You can make more sentences like that. Number two, let me give some easier ones. Where is your bag that you bought yesterday? Where is your bag that you bought yesterday? Right? So you are talking about a particular bag. Now, you can make some similar sentences like, where is the book that I gave you? Where is the book that I gave you? Third, I don't like this t-shirt. It is very uncomfortable. I don't like this t-shirt. It is very uncomfortable. And after t-shirt, there is a full stop. And then you start a new sentence. It is very uncomfortable. You can also join these two sentences with a conjunction like, I don't like this t-shirt because it is very uncomfortable. So you can make more sentences like this, or it's okay if you just note these 3 sentences down and try to understand how the structure is made, how the sentence structure is, and make some simple sentences or easier sentences from these ones. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed this day one of Simple Spoken English course on Spotify. Thank you so much. And your host Abhishek will be back soon again with some new lesson. Thank you.